Here by the Hearth. An Introduction. This disc was handmade, woven together in my home, here by the hearth. If it were a piece of pottery, my thumbprints would be embedded in the clay. If it were a cape, my hand-sewn stitches would appear all along the hem. And although this work of art is a CD, my thumbprints and stitches can be found throughout. From time to time, the evidence of handicraft shows up as a click of the mouse, a clearing of the throat, a hum from the refrigerator, a tiny snore from a sleeping chihuahua who curls in my lap even now as I speak these words. The 100 secret proofs of a life being lived are audible in the distance. I hope it brings you deeper into our story time, here by the hearth. I'm speaking to you from the depths of a Taos, New Mexico winter, snow piled high outside these adobe walls. Pull up a chair and join me by the fire. I'll sit in Grandma Marie's old peacock rocking chair, and you sit in the deep red velvet wingback, the one with the worn spot on the left armrest, whose lap sinks deep to envelop your body like a sigh. As twilight gathers outside the window around the shoulders of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, let's pull out the old storyteller quilting box. It's filled with fabrics and tapestries of all kinds, swatches of silken stories, scraps of fraying memories, pieces and patches of brightly woven poems, fragments of velvet dreams, an embellishment or two rolling around lazily in the bottom of the box. As with all things delicious, they're in no particular order, but we shall pull them out one at a time and indulge them. And perhaps in the telling, they'll make of themselves a pattern or design, something that inspires your own weaving, so that one night, in the not-too-distant future, when we meet again, you will have made of them a shawl or a blanket, a slip of warmth we can pull up over our laps as we sip the muse's tea, here, by the hearth.